It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 14th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We've been talking a lot about privacy, surveillance, and the transfer of information this week, but here's a related headline you may have missed. Chinese scientists claim to have bounced single photons off an orbiting satellite and detected them back on the Earth's surface. Okay, so what? Well, it's something to cross off the list in the scientific race for what's called quantum teleportation. It's the idea of making information appear in two places without having to send the actual data from one spot to the other. Dr. Eugene Polzik has been working on this at the Niels Bohr Institute in Denmark. Instead of using data sets, Polzik has been shooting light through clouds of gas called memory cells. And he succeeded in using the light to make the tiny gas particles in those separate memory cells mirror each other, which is kind of like using the internet, but...
The big difference is that we are sending quantum information which is encoded in atoms. And the information in atoms cannot be digitized as regular zeros and ones.
So tell me how you've done that with gas particles and clouds of gas and lasers. Mm-hmm. Can you explain how this all works?
We organize this by sending a beam of light from one of our memory cells to another memory cell. This pulse of light goes through the first ensemble of atoms, passes through it. Now the light that goes on is quantum correlated with those first atoms.
It's sort of disrupted by the atoms that it struck on the way through the gas cloud.
Yes, but it's also correlated with them. And so this light carries to the second location the quantum memory, if you will, about the first atoms.
What might it mean in the future practically for, I don't know, the way that we communicate or the way that we transfer information?
The immediate significance could be for secure communications. This quantum information cannot be read, therefore it cannot be stolen.
That's fascinating. It's almost like a future of invisible information.
Yes, we can build the elementary links of the quantum internet of the future.
You're not actually talking about a future where we might transfer physical objects. You're purely talking about information.
I want to make a very strong statement. Transferring information is all you need to create a physical object at another site. If I have enough building blocks to build, I don't know, me on planet Mars.
Yes.
All I need is to send information about me there, and those instructions will be used to put myself together there.
Wow.
You would never attempt to send physical objects if you have enough building blocks. You just need to send the instruction manual.
Dr. Eugene Polzik, professor of physics at the Niels Bohr Institute. Thank you very much, doctor.
Thank you.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative solutions at powerofideas.org. Can a new kind of school transform a neighborhood battered by crime and poverty? Find out in Marketplace's special year-long series, One School, One Year. Explore in-depth coverage on air and online at marketplace.org/oneschool.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.